Welcome everyone to the first episode called Life is a Journey. I introduced this topic because it sets the tone for the entire podcast. The title of this podcast is named The Journey We Seek, and I chose this as I wanted the content to focus on the enduring effort we make to search for a meaningful or fulfilling journey in our life. We have to view it as such, in my opinion, a journey, because this will allow you to overcome setbacks and strive forward. It will allow you to deal with the cards you are dealt and allow them to become fuel for your goals. You can also begin to appreciate the process of growth and development during the time you are reaching your goals. You become more patient, you become more intelligent, you become more resilient and adaptable. So in this podcast, I'll be covering as many key parts of life as I deem necessary, covering as many aspects as possible, and share some advice and experiences. The metaphor of life as a journey. The metaphor of life as a journey is used, I see it as a metaphor because the key thing to always remember when thinking about life as a journey is that you know what you're trying to achieve. You know what you want, but you don't always know how you're going to get there. And one thing I always used to say is that life didn't come with a handbook. We didn't get told exactly how to do everything. We take a lot of our knowledge from parents or people around us or society, but we generally don't have the blueprint of exactly how we're going to get to our goals. When you view it as a journey, when you view life as a journey, that means that you take that as motivation. You know that today you may fall down and break a leg. You know that tomorrow something great might happen. You know that another day you may get the worst news possible, but ultimately you're still on your path to where you need to go. That allows you to treat it as really a game. Who's a game player? Anyone who listens who knows games or has played any game, isn't the fun of it is that you now just want to get to the final level. And it was actually told to us, like, don't let the game get you down. It is going to be difficult, and there are going to be parts of this that are difficult, but don't let the game get you down. Keep going. But as you achieve more and you get rewards, you take that reward and you continue striving forward until you eventually complete the game or you become great at the game. And that's just how I feel like we should all see life. I have the highest level possible. If someone was to ask me to summarize it, just see it as a game. But in all seriousness, we need to take life as a journey so that it can inspire and motivate us. So there are about 4 to 5 key themes of the journey of life. 1, finding purpose and meaning. Reflect on your values. Start by reflecting on what's important to you. What do you value most in life? What brings you joy and fulfillment? By identifying your values, you can start to identify activities and goals that align with them. You can start to find what areas where you can really focus on, what parts are important to you, what parts really get you going. Explore your interests. Think about the things you enjoy doing and are passionate about. What topics or activities do you find yourself gravitating towards? It's similar to your values. But exploring your interests can help you identify potential career paths or hobbies that align with your values and bring you fulfillment. Let's just say we painted a picture right now. We said there were 5 difficult things to do in the world, and we all had one choice out of all 5. All are the same difficulty, so let's just put that out there as well. You are only doing yourself a favor by picking the one that is most interesting to you, only because, as I mentioned, they are all the same difficulty. So if now you are working towards something in that difficult area, you will try to push forward for it just because of your interest. You'll be surprised if you actually just understand this. It's like playing the game that you really like. It doesn't matter how difficult it is, you will keep playing. But playing a game that you hate, it's just going to be even harder. So to try and find potential career paths or hobbies that align with your values and bring you just that little bit of fulfillment. Try new things. Sometimes it's hard to know what you're passionate about until you try it. Don't be afraid to try new things. Whether taking a class, volunteering, or exploring a new hobby, you may discover new interests or find something you thought you wouldn't actually enjoy, and it becomes fulfilling. When you are able to just step out of your comfort zone a bit, and let's say, for example, you've never danced before and you just attended a dance class, you may realize that, wow, I actually really like dancing. There's something about dancing that I really enjoy. That was me with gym. I never knew anything about gym for a long, long time until there were some teachers who kind of pushed me to go to gym. And that's when I realized, wow, this is lovely. I love this. And then that turned into boxing, but that's a different story. Identify your strengths. Consider the things you're good at and enjoy doing. What are your strengths? How can you use your strengths to make a difference in the world or pursue your passions? I've identified one strength in myself, which is I am resilient beyond belief. I'm resilient to the point where I don't even take anything seriously, because you beat me down 3 times, I'm getting back up. Like, I'm not going to sit down and think about any issues. So let's just say, for example, I lost my job. That's a game now to me. I'm going to find a new one. I will find a new one. So whatever the game, whether it means fixing my CV, whether it means improving my interview skills, whether it means improving my general career skills, I will find a new job. And if I don't find a new job, and let's just say the goal was to create a business, I will create a business. But I will not wallow in that feeling that generally comes with something negative, such as losing your job. So that resilience allows me to then decide to do something like this, because I want everyone to feel what I feel. And just for things that I'm good at, I know that I'm able to focus quite a lot. So something like what I do now is software engineering. It just means that I can sit down and code relentlessly, or read and code relentlessly. I'm not the best coder in the world, but I mean, just that strength allows me to even be able to do something like this that requires problem solving skills, or requires deep level of focus when there's an issue and you're just trying to figure out what the hell is going on. Set goals. Setting goals can help you give a sense of direction and purpose. Consider what you want to achieve in the short term and long term, and create a plan towards those goals. It doesn't always have to be in society's norms of set a goal for next year, set a goal in new year, set a goal next month. No, just set your goal. Like, forget age, forget everything, forget all the other noise. Just set your goals. I want to achieve this. Then you're not trying to impress anyone. Then you actually can move towards something nicely, a goal in a nice, peaceful way. I know it's very contradictory to say that, because goals can sometimes be stressful, but you can move towards the stress and approach it and make peace with that stress. But create those goals that apply just for you, and then you can just work towards those goals endlessly. And when you achieve your goals, you just have an accumulation of successes over and over again. And then finally, seek out support. Finding your purpose and meaning in life can be a challenging journey. Seek out support from friends and family, mentors or therapists who can offer guidance and encouragement along the way. I am an advocate for seeking out support, because having a support system really helps. Having someone who is aligned with you, or having someone who, people around you that understand what you're trying to do and that can support you through those tough times, there's nothing more to say about how great that can be. But if you don't give up. If you don't have that, don't give up. But obviously, find a way to get it. Next, navigating change and transition. Self-discovery. Both the journey of life and navigating change and transition involve a process of self-discovery. This can involve exploring your values, interests, strengths, and weaknesses to gain a better understanding of who you are and what you want in life. You will ultimately never have the right answer. You will never know what the right answer is. But as you discover more and more, You will find it. You will be closer to, as you understand yourself more each day, you'll be closer to your goals. You'll be closer to what you really want. Because now you really understand yourself. You know what you're good at. You know what you're not good at. You know where you need help, and you know where you can, what you can pursue. Growth and development. The journey of life and navigating change and transition both involve a process of growth and development. This can include learning new skills, overcoming challenges, and developing a greater sense of awareness and resilience. Uncertainty and change. Both the journey of life and navigating change and transition involve dealing with uncertainty and change. This can be challenging, but it can also be an opportunity for growth and learning. I touched on it earlier. If I lose my job, that is complete uncertainty. That is complete change. That's thrown me off of my path in some sort of way. But this is the time for me to now learn a new skill. This is the time for me to take a step back and reflect and really understand myself. Reflection and mindfulness. Reflection and mindfulness are important practices that can help you navigate the journey of life and of change and transition. By taking time to reflect on your experiences and practice mindfulness, you can gain greater clarity, perspective, and resilience. You can now know what you did wrong. You can now know what parts that you need to do better next time. You can now know where your strengths were. You can know what you did right. And this can bring you more clarity in the future. And this can be applied to anything. It can apply to relationships. It can be applied to careers. It can be applied to anything, any aspect of your life. If you just take a step back and really understand and reflect, it can gain clarity. Support and connection. Both the journey of life and navigating change and transition can be difficult, so it's important to seek out support and connection. And this can involve building relationships with friends, family, or therapists, and finding communities that share your interests and values. This is something that I will be learning for myself as well, because I did try to see this journey very single-handedly, and it's not necessary. I know we will go through a lot alone, but it's not. We need others. Humans are built on the support of others. It's been like that from the beginning of time. So don't overlook having people around you that can help you grow. Overcoming obstacles and challenges. Reframe your mindset. Try to reframe how you think about obstacles and challenges. Instead of seeing them as setbacks, try to see them as opportunities for growth and learning. This can help you approach challenges with a more positive and resilient mindset. Break it down. When faced with a large obstacle or challenge, it can help to break it down into smaller, more manageable steps. This can help make the challenge feel less daunting and help you feel more in control. Any challenge that you get, even if I told you, listen, I need you to build me the next Facebook. That is a massive task in itself. But the minute that you can just break that down into smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller steps, you will be one step closer automatically, by default, to building the next Facebook. Seek out support. Don't be afraid to seek out support from friends, family, or therapists. Having a support system can help you stay motivated and offer guidance and perspective. And you can see how seeking out support ties into every aspect already. It ties into overcoming obstacles and challenges. It ties into navigating change and transition. It ties into even finding your purpose and meaning. Practice self-care. Taking care of yourself is crucial when facing challenges. Make sure to prioritize self-care activities such as exercise, meditation, or spending time in nature to help reduce stress and maintain a positive mindset. Self-care doesn't have to be something you announce or something that you fight against the world for and advocate for. It's good for everyone to do this, but it should be something as simple as brushing our teeth. If you feel stressed, just take time out. Your consistency is more important than the task. So set your goals with space for yourself as well. There's no point saying that you will get a 2,000-page report done tomorrow. give yourself a week. At least then you have space to really take time and do that report properly. But don't put that pressure on yourself where you will literally lose yourself trying to get it done in one day. Learn from the experience. After overcoming an obstacle or challenge, take time to reflect on what you've learned. This can help you identify your strengths and weaknesses and prepare you for future challenges. Persist. Overcoming challenges and obstacles often requires persistence and determination. Don't give up, even when things get tough. Keep pushing forward and believe in yourself. Believing in yourself is so important. It's so important. You have to believe that you can achieve something. I'll say it again. You have to believe that you can achieve the thing that you set out to do. No one else can believe that more than you can, so believe it for yourself. Embracing the unknown and uncertainty. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness involves being present in the moment and accepting things as they are without judgment. This can help you stay grounded and centered in the midst of uncertainty. Reframe uncertainty as an opportunity. Instead of seeing uncertainty as something to be feared, try to reframe it as something opportunity for growth and learning. Uncertainty can be a chance to explore new possibilities and discover new paths. You can now bring it back to finding your purpose. You can now step out of your comfort zone and really just discover something you never thought you would discover. Take small steps. When faced with uncertainty, it can be helpful to take small steps towards your goals. This can help you stay focused and motivated while also reducing feelings of overwhelm. Cultivate resilience. Cultivating resilience involves developing skills and practices that help you adapt and cope with challenges. This can include things like self-care, positive self-talk, and seeking out opportunities for growth. And finally, embrace the unknown. Finally, it's important to remember that the unknown is a natural part of life. Embracing the unknown means accepting that life is unpredictable and being open to new experiences and possibilities. And this is where, if I'm honest, embracing the unknown really helps if you have support, because it means you can explore the unknown knowing that if you crash and fail, you will have someone or people who can catch you. And that's what this is all about. If we were all on the same page, we could all achieve our goals or try to go for something bigger than ourselves, because we know that we're all here for each other. I just can't emphasize more and more how important it is for everyone, for the world to become something different than it is now. Like, the world needs growth. It honestly just needs growth. It needs to change. Right? We all need to realize all racism, everyone looking at each other as competition, it all needs to stop. It all needs to stop. Growing and evolving as a person. Embrace challenges. Challenges and obstacles can be opportunities for growth and learning. Embrace challenges with a positive and resilient mindset and view them as opportunities to develop new skills and knowledge. Learn new things. Learning is a key part of personal growth and development. Take courses, read books, and explore new topics that interest you. This can help you expand your knowledge and perspective. We all kind of convince ourselves that we have all the knowledge when we were born, and everything we learn in school and all the society's interactions and environmental aspects that we've learned are all we need to know. No, there is knowledge, endless amounts of knowledge, and we are never, should never be in a stagnant state of knowledge. Keep learning. Seek out new experiences. Trying new things can help you stay out of your comfort zone and discover new passions and interests. Travel, attend events, or take up new hobbies to broaden your horizons. Reflect on your experiences. Take time to reflect on your experiences and learn from them. Reflecting on your successes and failures can help you identify your strengths and weaknesses and make adjustments to your approach. And I can only say that you must make this part as natural to you as possible. And when I say natural, you need to naturally embrace those thoughts. Do not take on those thoughts, especially on your weaknesses, where you then begin to doubt yourself, because your weaknesses are not permanent states, just like your strengths as well. Don't treat your strengths as an ego boost. Just treat them as both what they are, their strengths and their weaknesses. And you want to develop your strengths, and you also want to develop on your weaknesses. Set goals. Setting goals can help give you direction and purpose. Consider what you want to achieve in the short term and long term, and create a plan to work towards those goals. Practice self-care. Taking care of yourself is crucial for personal growth and development. Make sure to prioritize self-care activities such as exercise, meditation, or spending time in nature. And as I said, these all tie into the same things, really. And then I'll just finally touch on embracing the journey of life. Because what this does is helps you round up everything I'm saying, from the themes of life, from finding purpose and meaning, navigating change and transition, overcoming obstacles and challenges, embracing the unknown and uncertainty, growing and evolving as a person. Once you now have all these thoughts in your mind, you now need to embrace it. You now need to embrace it. So I'll give some tips and strategies for embracing life. Developing a growth mindset. Adopting a growth mindset means believing that your abilities and talents can be developed over time through hard work and dedication. This can help you approach challenges with a positive and resilient mindset and view them as opportunities for growth and learning. Let's just say you're a skateboarder and you want to become a great skateboarder. You buy your skateboard, you go and you fail thousands and thousands of times at practicing skateboarding until that day when you can even do, let's just say you set a goal to even be able to ride down a hill. Until the day you ride on that hill, you don't stop going. That makes you automatically more resilient. That's just skateboarding. Now you take that knowledge, you take that resilience from you learned from skateboarding, and you apply it to something else you want to do. Develop that growth mindset. Practicing gratitude and mindfulness. Gratitude and mindfulness involves being present in the moment and appreciating the good things in your life. By practicing gratitude and mindfulness, you can cultivate a more positive and peaceful mindset and increase your overall well-being. Cultivating a support system. Having a support system of friends and families or therapists can provide guidance and perspective and emotional support as you navigate the journey of life. I will happily be anyone's support system. I'm not even joking. I will happily be anyone's support system because I know how tough this stuff is. But if you don't get in contact with me, get in contact with someone else. Cultivate and nurture your relationship with others, and don't be afraid to reach out for support when you need it. Taking risks and trying new things. Trying new things and taking risks can help you step out of your comfort zone and discover new passions and interests. This can help you grow and develop as a person and increase your overall sense of fulfillment and purpose. You will feel so great knowing that you can step out of your comfort zone. You will, listen, like I said, these are strategies and tips. Take these tips. Focus on the present moment. Focus on the present moment involves being mindful and present in here and now, rather than worrying about the past or the future. By staying present and mindful, you can reduce stress and anxiety. The truth is, well, my truth is that anxiety only comes from thinking about the past or the future. You don't get anxiety thinking about the present. Think about the past or the future will give you anxiety. I'm not saying that you won't have difficult moments in the present, but I mean overall. When you are just in a state of always thinking about what's happened or what could happen, you will induce stress. So cultivate a greater sense of peace and contentment by just staying in the present moment. So to conclude, guys, anyone listening, treat life as a journey. Treat it as what it is. Don't take it too seriously. Don't allow it to make you feel down, no matter what your cards are. I know that it would be lovely to be born into the Will Smith family. I know. I know it would be lovely to be rich and famous and whatnot. But ultimately, if you're not, you fight that battle. Because that battle is your battle. That battle is what you have been told, that's the card you've been given. Think about poker. You can have a royal flush. You can have an ace, king, queen, jack, ten. Perfect, right? Lovely. Or you could have even a straight flush. Jack, ten, nine, eight, seven. Not too bad. You can have a four of a kind. Nine, 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 nine. Or you can have the worst card in poker. You could just have an eight and a three. Offsuit, as it's named. And then you still have to try and win the game where there's people with royal flushes. Yeah. It is horrible to think about. But like I said, imagine you win that game. How will you feel knowing that you won that game? Go for your goals. Strive towards them and just see life as a journey. And thanks for anyone who listened to this. Thank you for spending the time. I did usually, previously, I would fight the battle of making this as condensed as possible and making it all nice and making it fun and, you know, TikTok and everything's quick these days. But that's not me. And that's one thing that I tried to make sure I did before I really put this out there. I needed to make sure I was myself because I need to get this message across properly. And that's another kind of topic I'll go into, is just about being yourself. But that's another topic for another day. But thanks for anyone listening. Share to anyone. Just share it. If they don't like it, fine. But just share. And I'll see you in the next episode. Peace.